Hello, good evening. My name is Mary, and I am calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. So let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, apartment condominium, manufactured, or mobile home?
Single-family home.
Thank you very much. Do you own or rent your home? Okay, thank you very much. And can you please tell me what year was your home built?
87.
Okay, thank you very much. And have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property?
The whole house has been, like, renovated.
Okay, like roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage
impact
upgrades.
Roofing, pool, that kind of stuff.
Okay. And structural upgrades like raised home?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
2.
Thank you very much. And have you or any adults in your household have experienced any of the following? A tropical storm?
Yep.
Okay. Category 1 hurricane? Category 2, 3, 4, or 5?
We were here for Ian, so whatever, I think that was considered, I think, into a 4 or 5.
The Ian hurricane, he said.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a 4. Thank you. And for the tropical storm, could you tell me the year or the name?
I don't recall anything that would have been within the last 2 years between this, like, in the Sarasota County area.
Like 2023 approximately, you say?
Yep.
Or 2022? Okay, 2023. Thank you. And have you or any adults in your household live in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yep, we had damage to our home.
Okay, and what was the estimated damage in dollars?
We're unsure.
Okay, thank you. Now, could you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it the debris and the wind breaking your windows? Wind damaging your roof, ocean surge, flooding, trees falling in your home, or something else?
Trees, wind, and then we had some flooding.
Okay, so flooding related to the hurricane, trees falling in your house, and the wind, was it like breaking the windows or damaging the roof?
The wind, so a lot of debris and everything was flying, and then just kind of, like, damaging, like, doors and stuff with the pressure of the wind.
Okay, thank you very much. Just give me a minute. Now, I do want to ask you, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Okay. And if a serious hurricane threatens your home, how will you prepare?
We have, like, generator and then, you know, just getting food and water and stuff saved up and flashlights, that kind of thing.
Okay. So is your home already prepared? Or will you buy supplies? Okay.
We're prepared this time around.
Thank you very much. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from a hurricane? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
What'd you say, Blake? We're certain.
Okay, and will you say that you're very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you very much. We're almost done. Okay, I just have a few more questions. I want you to please tell me your top three sources of information. Is it internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, friends and family, social media, WhatsApp?
Social media.
Okay. Will you say as well, like, internet sources or friends, family, radio, TV?
Friends, family.
Okay. And will you include internet sources or radio, TV, newspaper?
Probably internet.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, on scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how will you rate your household preparedness?
I'd say probably 5.
Thank you very much. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Like property taxes, loss of income or employment, cost of food and other essentials, transportation costs, cost of child care, cost of insurance, cost of housing, or nothing has affected your hurricane preparedness?
Nothing's affected it.
Okay, thank you very much. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No, I don't think we're considered a flood zone.
Okay, thank you. Nor evacuation zone as well?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay, thank you very much. And when will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
I'd say if there was a Category 3 within 24 hours, we would probably evacuate.
Okay. If you needed to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you will not leave under any circumstances?
Probably to another state if possible.
Okay. And how many vehicles are available in the household?
We have 2 vehicles.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Are you certain you could probably come with the amount? You could probably not come up with $2,000. You're certain that you could not come with that $2,000, or you don't know?
Certain we could.
Okay, thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year?
Has insurance gone up, Blake?
Not that I'm
heard. No, it stayed the same.
Okay. In the last 1, 2, 3 years?
I think it probably went up a little bit after Ian.
Okay. Will you say that, like, between 10% or over 10%?
I'd say probably 10%.
Okay. And in the last 3 to 5 years, it decreased somewhat? It remained the same, increased somewhat, or increased significantly?
We've only been here 2 years, so
okay.
We wouldn't have seen probably, we have only seen that increase right after the hurricane.
Okay, so you will say that you remained the same for the last 3 to 5 years and 5 to 10 years?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing? You just continue paying the rate?
We just continued paying.
Thank you very much. Now, if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? Like 100%, 80% to less than 100%? 60 to less than 80, or less than 60%?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you very
sure.
much. Now, which of the following will you consider taking up insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Will you move to another home within the same county, move to another county within Florida, move to another state, or you will not move from your home?
Probably wouldn't move.
Okay. Thank you. Now, in the recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Will you consider if your mortgage was paid off?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of the following levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or the government should not be involved in the recovery efforts?
Local.
Thank you very much. Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
I'd say pretty confident, so 5.
Okay. And that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Yeah.
Will you say that very high confidence?
Yep.
Okay. And that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
Yeah, 5.
Okay. And that new developments take into account flood risks?
Yeah, I think they've been putting in new stuff, so probably 5.
Okay, and that building codes are as strict as they should to be mitigate loss?
Yep, 5.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I just want to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Okay, we're almost done. So, do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
No.
Okay, you don't believe it's happening, or you don't know if it's happening?
I don't.
Or that you're finance, I mean, go ahead, I'm sorry.
We're
or you believe it's
inland,
happening, and, okay.
So we're not close to, like, the
okay.
water.
Okay. Thank you very much. So you don't know if it's happening, correct?
I've heard about it, but not, like, I don't know much about it, no.
Okay, that's okay, thank you. Now, most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storms. With storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Slightly.
Thank you. Now, when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Please select 3. Your neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to another family, or proximity to job?
Proximity to job, and then prices and neighborhood.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 to less than 3 years? 3 to 5 years?
Probably 10 years.
Sorry?
Probably at least 10 years, if not more.
Okay. Will you say between 10 to less than 20 years?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Finally, I just have a few general background questions and we'll be finished. Could you please tell me your age?
I'm 23.
Thank you very much. And what is your gender?
Female.
Thank you. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
3.
And how many are under 12 years old?
One.
And are 65 or older?
None.
Thank you, ma'am. And what is your marital status? Are you single, married, or living with a partner? Okay, thank you. Now, what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household? Less than high school, some college, college graduate, or graduate degree?
Like technical college.
Okay. Thank you very much. So, would that be a college graduate?
It'd probably be considered, I guess, like some college. I'm just licensed in, like, hair. So I went to cosmetology school, okay. Whatever.
Okay.
That would fall
great,
under.
You said it. Technical graduate, correct?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you very much. What racial groups do you identify yourself with?
White.
Okay. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Perfect. And can you please tell me which is the income range for your household? Under 20,000, between 20,000 to less than 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 70, 70 to 100, over 100?
I'd rather not disclose.
Okay. Perfect. So these were all the questions that I had. Thank you very much for your responses. I do hope you have a great evening.
Yeah, no problem. You too.
Thank you. Bye now.